In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, if your parents watch news, the one country which has been lots in the news recently because of all the unrest and politics is Spain. And our today's saint is Saint Francis Borgia, who came from the Kingdom of Spain and who lived in the 1500s. And he's kind of an exceptional saint in the troops and company of priestly saints, because he was first married, and after he was widowed, and he joined the Jesuit order and was ordained as a priest. He was actually very well-to-do and a great duke in Spain, and he had lots of money, great castles and servants, and many children and grandchildren. But he wanted to spend the rest of his life, instead of serving earthly goals, he wanted to serve God and the heavenly kingdom, and here on earth the kingdom of God, namely the Catholic Church. And even though he was a great duke, he wanted to become as close to Christ in humility as possible. And fortunately, his superiors in the Jesuit order, they more than willingly complied with this request. His superiors in his new life as a religious, they treated him exactly in the opposite way that he had been used in all his years as a great duke. He who had once been a great master and powerful ruler, Saint Francis Borgia, he had to now help the cook in the kitchen. He was carrying wood for the fire and sweeping the kitchen. And when he served the food to the priests and brothers, he had to kneel down in front of them all and beg them to forgive if he had done anything wrong or in the wrong manner when serving the food. Still, Saint Francis Borgia never once complained or grumbled. And the only time when he became a little bit angry was when anyone treated him with respect, as if he were still a great master and a high-positioned duke. And it was not too long before this humble priest accomplished great fame and much appreciation, now doing the service to God. He went all over in Spain and Portugal and preached to the people about the necessity of serving Christ in your life so that you could be happy forever in heaven. Finally, he was made superior general of the Jesuit order, and he sent missionaries all over the world. And under his guidance, this great religious order, the Jesuits, it grew up a very great help to the church, especially in the mission lands. And all this great work which Saint Francis Borgia did was because of remaining always and completely humble. And how did he learn such humility after being so much honored during his life as a duke? He very often reflected and meditated and thought upon the humiliations of our Lord, and was always strongly willing to imitate him. My favorite story about St. Francis Borgia happened after his death. As you remember, he had many children and grandchildren, and one of his grandsons, named Gaspar, he was ordained a priest and eventually became a cardinal, that is, very high-ranking church official. And Gaspar Borgia died in the year 1645, and he got to see his own grandfather, Francis Borgia, and beatified in the year 1624. So in the last 20 years of his life, Gaspar Borgia had the privilege of being able to say Mass in honor of his own grandfather. what a great privilege of a priest of having such a singular benefit, singular privilege of his priesthood. And we always honor saints very much, somebody who has been imitating God in their lives, and now we give thanks that they are in heaven. And we also wanted to pray for our family members that they might get to heaven as well. But this priest had the privilege of knowing by church proclamation that his grandfather was in heaven praying and interceding for him. Dear children, from Saint Francis Borgia, we learn humility, because he wanted to be the least of Christ's servants. And that's what it means to be a Christian, a follower of Christ. And we should in our lives learn to humble ourselves, because if we don't humble ourselves, very often the world ends up humiliating us. But if we gladly accept this burden and all the difficulties and little sorrows of our life, because Christ was also sorrowful, then we have our Lord's guarantee that after the humiliations and sorrows and difficulties of this life, we also are taken up to heaven to be happy with God's saints forever. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.